Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Cue the music. There we go.
Back when rock and roll rocked. 1966.
Oh, yes, it did.
Felix Cavalieri, Eddie Brigati, Dr. Doctor. I'm looking for an answer.
Yes, I know, and that's why we keep up our conversations with our friends from LRG Healthcare. And even though we're sort of all bogged down in this coronavirus thing, LRG Healthcare trying to keep things, even though they're not normal as, well, possible.
Right.
And joining me here from LRG Healthcare, CEO Kevin Donovan with some company as well. Kevin, how's everything in LRG Healthcare?
We're hanging in there, Pat.
Okay.
So we are adjusting to the pandemic just like everybody else, but our team and our folks and our medical staff are doing a great job over here and really giving it their all, so we're proud of them.
All right, and to tell me who you've got with you today.
So today I have with me Crystal Southworth, and Crystal is one of the managers for our physician and provider practices, and she is one of the people who's running what we are calling our pods, so the primary care practices that we still have open in, during the pandemic, and so she's here today. And then we also have Myrno Pasquale. And Myrno is well known to the community as a physician assistant at the Hillside Practice, and that he's here today to talk maybe a little bit about some of the telehealth work that we're doing for our patients.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Crystal, let's start with you. So many people are thinking, oh, my God, all the doctor's offices are closed, and that's really not what's happening.
That's correct. All of our practices, although the physical locations may temporarily be closed, we have four main locations where we're serving all of those patients. One of them is at Laconia Clinic, which is off Main Street. We have another one in Franklin at Franklin Hospital at the Westside Healthcare.
Right.
And then we have a location in Guilford, the Hillside Medical Park,
sure,
as well as the medical office building next to the hospital on 85 Spring Street.
Okay, so we're still somewhat open, even though some of the other primary care physician locations are just temporarily closed. They're still responding to people that are in need.
Correct. They can still call their provider offices,
mm-hmm,
and be directed to one of the four main locations where we're serving all of those patients.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, and it's important to point out, and I know we're all completely enveloped by this coronavirus pandemic, but it's not just about, you know, COVID-19 everywhere. We are taking care of people that are ill.
Correct.
Which is again, that's what we're supposed to be doing, even though the emphasis has been on COVID-19. We don't want sick people staying at home.
That's correct, Pat. And, you know, we've seen some of that throughout the state, that people are avoiding emergency care who are non-COVID-19 patients. And, you know, clearly we don't want that. And we've got robust systems in place to separate those who are being treated for suspect COVID-19 from those who are not. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, people need emergency care, or people need to reach out to their primary care provider or other provider. They should still be doing that.
Absolutely, because again, we don't want you to short yourself or get any sicker with something that's not COVID-19 related.
Right.
All right. And one of the ways that we're doing that, and Myrno, let's go to you on this one, is telehealth, because that is actually a great help for not only the physicians and physician's assistants, but for the patients.
Yeah, that's correct. Like Kevin said, we don't want to exclude the rest of the community from their health care needs. And I think the administration has done a great job trying to ensure that the people in this area can still access their primary care offices mm-hmm. and talk to a provider. Yesterday I was there, I talked to about 13 telehealth conferences, and I actually have two patients come into the clinic who I felt I needed to see because they have things a little bit more complicated than I could handle on the phone.
Right, and I do understand that, but the reality is you can take care of some things over the phone or through telehealth.
Well, that's right. You sure can. I'll tell you, though, I'm more exhausted after I leave a day of telehealth than when I see 22 patients in the office, you know?
Sure. I understand. Hey, listen, we're all getting sick of Zoom meetings. it's just the reality. We have that kind of fatigue going on. It's like, okay, that's enough of this. I need some person-to-person contact. So I fully understand what you're saying. But when somebody has a need, that is a great way to be able to take care of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, and we've always said about 80% of your diagnosis is through the history anyway, right?
Right.
But I sure do miss having the patient in front of me so I can read their facial expressions, see the way they move in the office, you know, if they're complaining about abdominal pain, back pain. So that's gone from this telehealth. But I think we're all trying to do our best, you know, and again, we don't want to abandon any patient who thinks they need to talk to somebody. So it's been working out fairly well so far, I think.
Yeah, well, that's good. And again, it's because it's very important that, you know, we're not getting any younger, and people really do need to know that that healthcare has their back as they're going through whatever they're going through, which, again, is a great thing. Crystal, one of the great benefits, because we had to call in and get a prescription refill, and we were told exactly what to do on the phones when I called in.
That's correct. It directs you to the pharmacy so that you'll be able to get your prescriptions, and it allows us to do them electronically for the patient.
Yeah, which again, you know, it's not like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to get my prescriptions till August. That's not the reality.
Correct. It helps us to maintain their chronic conditions and be able to do their maintenance prescriptions over the phone, correct?
Yeah. But in the meantime, there is, if you do need to be seen, do not fear. Now, when you do get into an emergency situation, the emergency room is still there. It's not just COVID-19 for that.
Most definitely, Pat. And, you know, and I mean, the majority of people we still see in the ER are not COVID-19 patients.
Right.
And so, you know, so that service is there, and people who truly need emergent care should get it. So, you know, people need to know that.
And let's just take care of the fear of, okay, great, I sprained my ankle, I really need to go to the emergency room, but I don't want to catch this coronavirus.
Right. So we triage all those people or all patients before they even get into the building.
Yeah.
And so if someone is suspect COVID-19 or coronavirus, you know, they are immediately, you know, taken to a private location mm-hmm. and staff are all in full PPE, personal protective equipment. And
so,
you know, it is safe. I mean, clearly, much like social distancing and anything, right?
Yes.
If you don't need something, don't go get it. But if you need to go to the grocery store, go to the grocery store. If you need to go to the emergency room, go to the emergency room. If you need to talk to Myrno because you've got an issue that you really think needs to be discussed, you know, reach out to one of the pods and talk to Myrno or someone who's covering that day.
Yeah. See, because we don't want, and I know we're living in all of this uncertainty, but I'm glad we're kind of bringing a little certainty to the things that are of the services that are available.
Right.
You know, again, that's just, I'm so glad we're talking today, because a lot of people, the fear just kind of begets more fear, and we don't want people just staying in the, if you got a cardiac issue, well, my goodness, you've got to see or talk to somebody.
Correct.
You know, don't stop yourself just because you're encompassed by fear in all of these other parts of your lives, because we are here to help. LRG Healthcare is here to help. And if you need to be seen, you will be directed to be seen.
Correct.
All right. See, that is somewhat comforting. And I know now, are we hopefully, when we start to kind of reopen things, hopefully for LRG Healthcare, one of the first things that's going to be taken care of is adding elective surgery back in. That would be a great boon to the hospitals.
Right. So, you know, we're having those conversations with the state all the time. And
right.
about, you know, and there are certain criteria that would need to be met in order to reopen what we call time-sensitive care.
Right.
And then also to reopen what we call elective care. And there's different criteria for that.
Right.
And, you know, we need to make sure that there's, you know, a stabilization of hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure there's enough PPE. We need to make sure there's a testing available widely. And so, you know, we're working with the state on that. I still think, well, we will likely hear from the governor some on that in the coming days.
Absolutely.
I still think we're a couple of weeks away or longer, maybe for some services. Before those types of services would be brought back.
I do understand. And again, because we have to kind of tiptoe into this a little bit rather than just jumping into the puddle.
That's correct. And I think the governor has said that in his last couple of press conferences about there might be ways to loosen up some things without just reopening all services.
Right. Because it's not just about the patients. It's about your people too, Kevin.
Well, that's entirely correct. I mean, we're really we've been worried, and we've been trying to protect our healthcare workers too. So they're on the front lines, and they're doing a great job, as I said before. So we want to make sure they stay safe too.
All right, that's awesome. Well, listen, you know what? You have brought some comfort to us, all of you here today. And we will take this a little at a time. The phone lines are always open, so please do not hesitate to reach out. And if there's any messages we need to get out there, that's what I'm essential for. So, Crystal Southworth, Myrno Pasquale, thank you so much. And, Kevin, as always, my number is here. You've got my number, baby. So don't be afraid to call so we can pass on, you know, some good news in all of this.
That sounds great. Thank you, Pat.
Hey, thanks, Pat.
Thanks.
No, thank you and everything that you guys are doing, because you're right there on the front lines. I'm just a pretend front line. All right, more of Good Morning New Hampshire is coming right up here on 107.7 The Pulse.